Welcome to JD's Lab. We mix entrepreneurship with scientific method to help you reach your readers.
Well, hi there. This is Dr. John, and welcome to our JD's Lab podcast. Our aim is to help authors and writers to self-publish their works and determine their own publishing future. Entrepreneurship in self-publishing is a topic that is not covered or understood well in writer communities. In fact, self-publishing is an act of business and entrepreneurship, though many writers struggle to realize this when they venture into self-publishing. We help you to think like a writer, entrepreneur, and scientist. A powerful mix. So buckle up and listen in. I hope you enjoy our exciting new podcast series with an interesting mixture of AI and real human narrators.
Welcome back to our JD's Lab podcast episode 2, Entrepreneurship in Self-Publishing. Entrepreneurship in self-publishing is a topic that is not covered or understood well in writer communities. Self-publishing is an act of business and entrepreneurship, though many writers struggle to realize this when they venture into self-publishing. In fact, they become accidental entrepreneurs when they move from the manuscript edit stage and onward into the realm of publishing by publishers or self-publishing by you. The act of reaching your audience through a publishing pathway starts at a demarcation point straight after you have written your manuscript. This article and podcast takes you through this journey where it is like flying over a cliff without wings if you are not prepared. The accidental entrepreneur. Business is the act of trading or investing in a venture, put simply. You may invest in a company or sell apples. Congratulations, with either, you are a business person. Trading is a sales activity. Investment involves a return on investment of a particular asset. When the apples are books that you are creating and wanting to sell, you are in possession of both a potential product and an existing asset. The product is the sale of a book. The asset is you and your author credibility and reach. You invest in your personal asset and keep creating product, i.e. your products are books. The enterprise involves entrepreneurship or risk-taking in the commercial sphere. Your personal asset, the person in the mirror, keeps creating products and wanting to sell them. But you don't have the skills to know how to even create the product. Congratulations, you are now an accidental entrepreneur. Your genesis starts with the completion of your manuscript, which is an internal activity. Your only interface with the outside world at this point is with editing. Writing your manuscript, an internal activity. When we say written your manuscript, we mean that it is largely an internal, self-fulfilling act that results in a Word document that is not issued to the outside world for the purposes of reaching readers. It may have had people edit it or colleagues read it and comment, but it has not as yet been issued or published to the outside world. Some may create a review copy and send it out to the publishing world. We say, think first about what you are doing and who you are. You may have written a post on a social media outlet about your book, but until you can transfer or download or sell a published standard copy of your paperback or ebook, you are still not self-publishing in the business sense. So let's take a look at the process and the demarcation point that takes you into the realm of publishing in the commercial sense. We will also look at the different types of publisher, including you as a publisher.
On-demand BYO webinars by JD's Lab. An on-demand webinar workshop offering where you can bring your writer's group with you. Read more on our podcast intro page, or look on johndrain.net and go to podcasts. We include our JD Slab Lab kit in the webinar, which provides a strategy and pathway, with links to a self-publishing future. Don't forget to answer our three-question drop-down quiz. About this podcast to get your 25% discount code that can be applied to our webinars and coaching sessions. See our podcast page on johndrain.net.
The dividing line between manuscript creation and self-publishing. Writers will also not realize that there is a dividing line between the manuscript creation and the self-publishing venture or journey. The dividing line is shown in our self-publishing pathway, which involves manuscript, book design, book specification, marketing, campaign, the four ongoing stages of self-publishing, including book design, book specification, marketing, and campaigning. These four stages require you to go beyond the DIY stage of writing a manuscript and step into the world of investment. At this point, if you aren't multi-talented business-wise, you will need to get smart. You will also need to spend some money on activities that actually incur costs because they are outside your skill set. You will also start to see a lot of service providers offering to undertake these skills at a cost, and they come from the general publishing realm, but each have a different pathway. After the manuscript is created, the activities and journey of publishing your book can generally take three pathways. Each path is determined by the writer's willingness to take a business risk or divesting rights and the associated risk of return. The three paths include publishing, independent publishing, and self-publishing. Each, however, is a business venture, and you are now being asked to make an investment decision. Each involves the keeping or divesting of your product's content rights, including copyright and intellectual property. In some cases, your asset base, which is your author identity, is also divested. Three publishing pathways. To reach your audience involves an act of publishing your manuscript and seeking a publishing pathway. Here we cover three business pathways that are available: publishing, independent publishing, and self-publishing. Pathway 1. The mainstream publishing pathway means that you seek the publisher to engage in a contract where your rights, including intellectual property, copyright, and publishing, are vested in the publisher and they take care of the rest. This includes the content, book design, the cover design, the print or ebook format and offering, the media channels, the ebook or print copy distribution through bookshops and or libraries for a period of time. Pathway 2. The independent publisher or indie publisher will initially provide services to help you self-publish your book. This includes the content, book design, the cover design, the print or ebook format and offering. In this situation, given that an indie publisher is fully paid for services, there should be no transfer of your rights. You can choose to then self-publish your book, undertaking steps 3, 4, and 5 noted above, i.e. book specification, marketing, and campaign. You would proceed with your own distribution system, including your website and social media platforms. Based on certain criteria, the indie publisher may choose to include your book in their book selection gallery, which will be determined by their own publishing profile. In this case, the indie publisher will proceed with offering to publish your book under an arrangement where your rights or part thereof are transferred to the indie publisher for a period. Pathway 3. The third path is self-publishing, and it is the most exciting because you get to be in control of your book and your rights, your product, and business investment. The catch is that you may have no skill set to undertake the publishing process on your own. This article focuses on the self-publishing pathway in the context of the business person that you have just become.
On-demand coaching session with Dr. John in 30-minute slots. An affordable deep dive into your self-publishing journey with veteran writer, researcher and entrepreneur, Dr. John Drain. Read more on our podcast intro page or look on johndrain.net and go to coaching. Don't forget to answer our 3-question drop-down quiz about this podcast to get your 25% discount code that can be applied to our webinars and coaching sessions. Our podcast page on johndrain.net.
The self-publishing pathway as entrepreneurship. Congratulations, you have decided that pathway number 3 is for you, and so you are in control of your investment and product. You are now looking in the mirror and wondering, what do I do now? You will not have the skill sets for all the processes mentioned in the above post-manuscript to stages. You can see also there are diverse skills needed across many different disciplines. We understand the skill sets required and know many can be learned from a standing start. However, there are many choices to make in this journey, and we see that a key early activity is the act of testing scenarios. A bit like in a laboratory where different formulations are explored before committing funds. A writer's lab, in fact. Dr. John Drain has created a free access writer's lab called JDS Lab, which is aimed at helping you on a not-for-profit basis and to steer you in the right direction with your new business.
Thanks for visiting JDS Lab. We mix entrepreneurship with scientific method to help you reach your readers. We would love to hear from you, and simply go to johndrain.net and to the contact form on the sidebar. Don't forget to answer our 3-question drop-down quiz about this podcast to get your 25% discount code that can be applied to our webinars and coaching sessions. See our podcast page on johndrain.net.